Now, Margaret Mills this week is off to another house in Essex, Horam Hall. Where's Horam Hall, Margaret?
Horam Hall is not far from Finchingfield.
All right.
It's occasionally open to the public for events. Not that often. It isn't open on a regular basis. Mm. But it's certainly worth a visit if you get a chance. Tudor Manor House dates from the 1500s. And was originally owned, was built and owned by a gentleman called Sir John Cutt, mm-hmm. who was in the service of the monarchy, a very trusted and very close minister of Elizabeth I, and entertained Elizabeth I at Horam Hall, we believe, on two occasions. Mm-hmm. Certainly there's a bedroom there that has always been known as Queen Elizabeth's room. Interesting thing about Horam Hall, connected with the Tudor monarchy, is that Elizabeth I is said to have received a proposal of marriage while she was staying there.
By the owner of the hall?
No, not by the owner of the hall. He probably wouldn't have presumed, being only a lowly baronet. The message or the proposal came not but from the man himself. Well, you know, he was too important to propose marriage himself. He was the Duke of Anjou in France, and he sent his envoy to see Queen Elizabeth and to make a formal proposal of marriage on behalf of the Duke. Now, Queen Elizabeth I, being a very canny lady, decided that she would call Sir John himself into the room so that he could witness what was going to happen, and also her statesman, Lord Burley, who happened to be with her on her visit. So she decided that it would be politic to make sure that there were witnesses to what happened. Needless to say, she rejected the proposal of marriage. But I shouldn't think it's too many country house owners that could say that a member of the royal family had a proposal of marriage in their country house.
I don't suppose there would be, no. All right, thank you very much indeed for that. And are we staying with houses and things next week?
No, we're moving on to a place that you wouldn't want to occupy at the moment, Hadley Castle.
All right, a bit drafty, I agree with you.
Very.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.